franchise quarterback. Shuck is him. Shuck is MVP. Build the statue. We don't need to draft Fernando Mendoza. Can the Saints win out? Can the Saints win? Still win the NFC South? Kellen Moore is better than Sean Payton. Confirmed. Get it in the chat. Oh my God! Touchdown, Devon Bailey. A fourth round pick wasn't enough. A fourth round pick wasn't enough, ladies and gentlemen. What a catch from Bailey. 1, 2, 3, 4. A knee, an elbow. Touchdown. Tyler Shuck, build a statue. Mickey Loomis, build a statue. Kellen Moore, build a statue, baby. God bless. Well, Minka Fitzpatrick picked it off, and he took it back to the house. Oh, my God, Bailey! Come on, freaking Bailey! Jesus, build a statue. A fourth-round pick wasn't enough. Sean Payton got cooked. Mickey Loomis cooks. Oh, my God. Oh, Chris. Oh, my God. Chris. All right, look. Here, I'm getting the first down. Here, I am prioritizing getting the first down. I don't really care about anything else. Reset the downs, and we'll go from there. I would run it. I'd run it and get the first down and call the timeout. Can't do that. I mean, now you just get the first down. I hate when they do that. I understand the clock and all that stuff, but I hate whenever it's like second and one, and you're pushing the ball, and then all of a sudden it's fourth and one, and the game's on the line. The throwaway on third was the problem. It's third and one. If you're whatever you're calling there, you got to at least give someone a chance. You can't throw the ball away. You need 1 yard. That's when you dump it off. That's when you dump that ball off. Like Shuck had been dumping it off the entire time. That's when you dump the ball off. Dump it off. Get your yard and then keep it moving. You know, but second and one, Olave should have caught that. Let's be honest. Went through his hands. Second and one, you take a shot at the end zone. Fine. Third down, Shuck throws it away. Brother, you need a yard. You know, scramble, do something, dump it, whatever. And then fourth down, I agree. I think you just do the quarterback sneak. You try and get a yard. I'm with you there. That you got to do that on third down. I mean, that's my thing. You do that on third down. And then on fourth down, it's like third. If you remember on third down, there were still, I think there was like three down defensive linemen. At that point, run your halfback draw, you know, whatever. Because they're still thinking you're going to pass it there, whatever. I think you pick up the first pretty easily. And then at fourth, I think he just kind of backed himself to a corner where he said, I have to try and get this first down now, which I was saying on third down. And then he basically ran the most telegraphed quarterback sneak of all time. Now, granted, the offensive line, hey, guys, exist at all, but damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Let's do the total thing here, and then we'll talk about the end of the game. All right. Box score breakdowns, Saints 20, first downs, Dolphins 16. Total plays 69 to 59. Yards 294 to 298. Yards per play 4.3 to 5.1. Passing 213 to 134. Rushing 81 to 164. Ran the ball for 3.0 yards a carry. They ran the ball for 5.1. We were 2 for 2 in the red zone. We had 6 penalties, 2 turnovers. Well, that's not totally true. We had 3 turnovers, 1 for a pick 2, which proved costly. And then time of possession was basically even. Box score. Shuck goes 26 for 38, 239, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Tua 12 for 23, 157 with a pick. Devin Neal 14 for 47 for 3.4 yards of carry. Evan Hull with 5 for 15. Shuck 6 for 18. Devon Vaylay led the team with 8 catches for 93 yards and a touchdown on 8 targets. 8 targets, 8 catches is crazy. Chris Olave, 4 catches on 47 yards, touchdown. Juwan Johnson, 5 catches. For them, Waddle, 3 for 40. Darren Waller, 2 for 47. All right, so first of all, crazy how important the pick 2 ended up being. Right? If the pick 2 doesn't happen, we're kicking a field goal to try and win the game. But the pick 2 happens, so we have to score a touchdown. So let's look at the final possession. You go 10-yard pass. Then you go a 9-yard pass to Devin Neal, which was a dump off to Devin Neal. Then you get the incompletion, all right? But really, this is 2nd and 1, okay? 2nd and 1, Shuck goes deep to Chris Olave. Now, I would say Chris Olave should have caught that pass. I would say that ball went right through his hands, okay? I would say you got to get that. Chat, tell me what you think. But I would say your number one receiver in that situation, they have to have that, right? They have to come down with that. Then on third and one, okay, you have a timeout. You have to run here, I think. Run the ball here. Get your first downs. At this point, the clock really doesn't matter. You can spike it. You can do whatever. Run the ball here on third and one. Do your halfback dive. Do your whatever. And then call your timeout. Even if you don't get it, all right, cool, now it's fourth and one. And you have your timeout. Call your play. Chuck throws this ball away, which I don't like. All right, as the quarterback, you got to know, I need a yard. Either dump it off immediately. Either dump it off, get your yard, or scramble, or try and get a yard, whatever. Only throw it away if you absolutely have to. Okay? And then on fourth and one, Kellen backs himself into a corner where now he has to pick up the first down and he has to run it. And then he runs a super telegraphed quarterback sneak for nothing. Now, on the sneak side of things, the offensive line needs to exist. They got absolutely no push. Chuck is 6'5". Need better than that, right? So, comedy of errors on the last three plays here, where should have had a touchdown catch to Olave, got to do something different on third and one from Moore and Chuck, and then got to do something different on fourth down from the offensive line, Chuck, and Moore. Damn. Okay, so as a whole here, the issue with the game, I'm about to throw up. The issue with the game was same as usual. We start off doing absolutely nothing. We go into the half with 0 points, right? This interception here was brutal. Brutal. We are on the 24-yard line with a minute 16 seconds left. You get the ball at halftime. If you get a field goal here, if you score here, whatever, then all of a sudden it's 16-3 or 16-7 and you get the ball. This interception was, it's not even true, it was 13-0. This interception was so bad right here. All right. Now the second half, totally different game. You come out, 10 plays, boom, score, and get the 2-point conversion. Then, you know, whatever. Then you kind of just play in the game. Defense stands up. Huge stand on the downs. Hold them to a field goal the time before that. 10-play drive, field goal. You get the onside kick. Very nice. March down the field. And then you turn the ball over on downs. Right, you get the onside kick. And then you turn the ball over on downs. Second half team was completely different. So the question is, what are we doing in the second half of games that we cannot do in the first half of games, right? Good that Kellen is making the adjustments or whatever. Bad that whatever we're doing at the beginning of the games, we can't do anything. We can't score. We're struggling. We're not putting points on the board. We're not doing nothing, okay? Like, we're not doing nothing in the first half of games. We got to exist at all in the first half. If we just played in the first half like we did in the second half, totally different team. This one, I mean, it's so right there. You know, like, this game was so right there and so exciting at the end there. And then to just lose it, it's such a gut punch. It's such a gut punch. Up and down with Chuck, I think, in this game. Certain points, he played good. Certain points, he played like a rookie. The interceptions were really bad. He held the ball a lot. But, you know, again, he's a rookie. It is what it is. But these are brutal. You know what I mean? Like, these are brutal, brutal, brutal losses because they're so close and they're exciting, and every win is a huge win for the Saints. But three turnovers, you know, fumble loss, two picks, one of them being a pick two on the road when you're down 16-0, you can't win like that. You know, you just can't win games like that. You cannot win games when you're down, when you put yourself in a hole. You know, you go, you're down 16-0. You have three turnovers. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you're never going to win games like that. Big kick from Chuck Smith. Nailed the 55-yarder, would have been good from 100. Nails the onside kick. Devon Vele had his, I mean, he is the guy. I'm not going to, I'll say it because I can't prove it. I'll say it because I can't prove it, but I think if Devon Vele would have been the guy on second and one, I think he makes that catch. I think he makes that catch. If Devon Vele is the guy targeted on second and one there, and he gets that same situation where he goes up and the ball is literally through his hands, I think Vele catches it. So this is one of those things where the players like simultaneously did enough to get them in the position to win, but simultaneously did not enough to lose. Like Chris Olave, you know, big catch at times, but then big drop. Talisse Fuaga, insane penalty that led to what became the pick two. Right? Like Tyler Shuck did enough to put us in the position of where we could have won, but he also had three turnovers. You know, so it's just a team that straight up does not know how to win. Straight up doesn't know how to win. It is a comedy of errors when this team loses. And they lose every week. So every week is another comedy of errors. They fight hard and they are right there. But whether it's play calling at the end of games or in certain situations, whether it's singular moments like Olave, you know, not catching that pass or Shuck throwing the picks or the penalties or whatever, it's just, it's frustrating. It is very frustrating. Very, 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 very frustrating because, like I said, they're their own worst enemy. They did enough to win, but also did little enough to lose. You know, like good, but bad. They are the duality of a football team. Straight up, that's exactly what the Saints are. I mean, it is positive, negative, all in the same game. Enough to give you hope, but also little enough to dash all that hope. Absolutely crazy. What an insane game. Good news is the Saints definitely, they increased their points per game this game. So that's always cool to see. You know. But you can't dig yourself into the hole that they were in. You can't dig yourself into the hole of being down 16-0 and averaging 2.3 yards per play in the first half. And then in the second half, all of a sudden you turn it around and, you know. Kermit, super chat, $1.99, no pick two. We could win with a field goal. Yep. Athen, super chat, $1.99, a lot of good and bad, but that Vele touchdown. Wow. Yep. Hell of a catch from Vele. Vele just went nuts in the second, you know, just went nuts in the second half. Damn. You know, I mean, it's just, I have never seen a team. I've never seen a bad team where games come down to one or two or three plays every single game. Every single game. every single game, it comes down to one, two, or three plays. You know? Like, it comes down to the fourth and one, or the holding, or the false start, or the drop from Olave, or the pick two. And then any other game you can look at, it's like the exact same thing. You know, where it's like, oh, well, this game came down to, you know, an interception here, or a third and 18 pass interference here, or Juwan Johnson drop here, or whatever drop here. You know, it's like, it's just like, it's such on a razor's edge with this team every single week. And yet, on that razor's edge, they always find a way to lose. Always. I mean, even the Quincy Riley, like, think about this game. The Quincy Riley interception that got reviewed. The onside kick that got reviewed. Like, it's all so, it's so close. Everything is so right there. Whether it's for us or against us, it's just like a nonstop tug-of-war, razor's edge, hold-on-to-your-butt situation. I mean, damn. Like, everyone's got to be better. Everyone's got to be better. Everyone's got to be better. But we're a bad team. Like, that shouldn't be surprising to anybody. You know? Of course, everyone has to be better. Of course, we need to do more. Just play calling, running the ball, offensive line, the receiver. Like, everything just has to be a notch above where it currently is right now. That's where we're at. It's got to be a notch above. Man. I mean, this was a disaster performance in the first half. Disaster performance. And then in the second half, it's like, oh my God, we are dominating this game. We're doing all this stuff. Think about how good our offense had to be in the second half to raise up some of these numbers. Didn't we have one first down at halftime? I think we had one first down at halftime. So we had like 19 first downs in the second half. You know, like we had like a 2.3 yards per play in the first half. And we end up with 4.3. The two teams, the Jekyll and Hyde of the first half team and the second half team, is absolutely insane. I mean, how many teams get an onside kick in the same game that they throw a pick two and then lose by four? It's like, what am I even watching? It's absolutely insane what this team can do, both positively and negatively. It's crazy to watch the positives, and then it's equally as crazy to watch the negatives. Like, if you watch Saints football, you will see things that you never saw all in the same game. Man. I mean, if Olave comes down with that catch, if third and one goes differently, if the false start doesn't happen, if the pick two doesn't happen, I mean, how crazy is that? It would have been totally fine if Shuck threw a pick. The only thing he couldn't do was throw a pick two. If he just throws a pick in the end zone on the two-point conversion, it's fine. You know? But the only reason that it ended up being what it was is because then they go up by four to where we can't kick a field goal. And what are the odds? What are the odds? God. What are the odds the pick two would have played out the exact way that played out? You know? It's like, it's crazy. It's crazy to watch. It's crazy to watch. It's crazy to sweat out. It's crazy to see this every week. It's like simultaneously five different players and coaches or whatever cost us the game But then those same players were the reason we're in the game. Nuts. Absolutely nuts. Like, as bad as the pick two was, right? The throw to Olave on second and one was fantastic. You know? And so it's like I said, that's the ultimate duality of this team. You do enough to win, but you do little enough to lose. Yeah, I mean, can't have three turnovers. Like, and the third turnover only counts, really, because it ended up being 2 points for the Dolphins. If Minkah Fitzpatrick picks off the two-point conversion and gets tackled or whatever, doesn't even matter. But because it was a two-point play, matters big time. I mean, look at this box score. 7, 9, 8, 9, 5. Where else do you see all that? You know? Where else do you see all that? I mean, the biggest winner of this game was obviously Devon Bailey. I mean, he went crazy. And he's the guy who we thought he was 5 weeks ago when we were laddering Devon Bailey and taking his anytime touchdown props at 30-1 or whatever it was. And, you know, he finally shows up. And Devon Bailey makes tough catches. He really does. He makes tough catches. I mean, this is technically 9 targets rate receptions because of the 2-point conversion, but he fights for these catches, and he makes contested catches. Devon Bailey is good. I'm feeling real good with Bailey. Everything else, though, it's just like, man. Another one slips. You know, just... Damn. Frio Bam. Super chat $1.99. How much is the Olave extension about to be? He didn't do himself any favors with this one. I mean, you gotta come up with those in those moments if you're gonna get the big boy extension. Now, do I think Olave is a good 2? Yeah, for sure. I think he's a great, you know, just like the Buccaneers. I have no problem having Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, and Emeka Egbuka. Give me as many good receivers as possible. But if Olave wants to be a true number one, whatever, he's got to come up with those kind of catches. And he just didn't in this one. Like that the catch that he dropped on, or went through his arms or whatever on second and one, that was a way easier catch than the catch he made against the Panthers, where he had to fight through the coverage and do all that stuff and make the catch. And like that was way tougher. And this one, not easy. I mean, you're fighting off coverage and people are falling all over the place and you never know if you lose the ball or whatever, but damn. Same old though. Slow start. I mean, slow is an understatement, but horrible start in the first half. Not enough until late. Turnovers, and then a questionable at the end. And that's what's frustrating too, is if y'all were watching the stream, then I was screaming for the third and one to run the ball here. Screaming to run the ball on third and one here. Run it, get your first down, call your timeout. You've got 35 seconds left, and then play to win the game from there. You throw the ball in the end zone, you know, play fast, spike the ball when you have to, whatever. Like right here, I'm screaming to run the ball here. And then I don't know what the play was. I mean, I have to look at it on the all 22, but then Shuck throws it away, which is the worst possible thing you can... Worst outcome on this one. Worst outcome is it's just a dead play. Just throw the ball away. And then here, fourth and one, telegraphed, have to run it, whatever. Like, flipping these two drives me crazy. Because if you flip these two plays on the third and one, it looked like the defense was playing the pass, which they should have been. And it looks like if we would have ran there, it would have been a great chance to get the one and move the chains. And then here's the opposite, right? Fourth and one. Chuck's under center. We're motioning around. Vele or whoever it was, they are just going in to stop the quarterback sneak. You know? And if these get flipped and we get the first down here, no telling how the rest of this game goes. Hate that. Very disappointing end of the game. Very exciting. Like, exactly what I'm saying is that simultaneously, it's a disappointing end to the game, and it's the most exciting end of the game possible. You know? Like, that is New Orleans Saints football. New Orleans Saints football is super exciting, complete letdown. Okay. Like, it's an insane viewing experience. It is a crazy viewing experience to have a horrible first half, a great second half, a disappointing ending with a super exciting ending, all wrapped up into one 3.5-hour stream. Damn. We are really going through the growing pains of this team. I mean, we are going through the growing pains of a head coach, a quarterback, an offensive line, a running back, a defense, a everything. Everything. We're just going to run. We're just like Kellen Moore is calling plays like a rookie head coach. Tyler Shuck is playing quarterback like a rookie quarterback. Our offensive line is like everything. It's just we are going through it everywhere. You know, we're going through this across the board with just growing pains, ups and downs, frustration, you know. Brutal. I mean, it's across everything, you know. On one hand, it's like, that's kind of what we asked for with a rebuild, but at the same time, it does make it incredibly frustrating. What I did like in this game was off of last game, where last game Taysom got 10 carries, and we talked about it after the game where it was like, look, this needs to be the game where Kellen shelves all that, right? Like, this is the game where Kellen's got to say, all right, we're not doing that anymore. This doesn't work. This isn't working. This isn't good. I don't like it. And this game, he completely pivoted. Devin Neal got 14 carries. Shuck got 6 carries. Evan Hull got 5 carries. Taysom got 1 carry. You know? So I do like that there's some pivoting, and he's not just stubbornly sticking to whatever. He's not just stubbornly saying, no, I'm running Taysom 15 times no matter what. You know, like, it didn't work last game. Maybe cost us last game, and Kellen gets away from it. So I do like that part. I did like some of that. You know, I saw someone in chat just ask if Devin Neal is the future at running back. I mean, probably not. I mean, he's our third string running back right now. You know, like, Kendra Miller, what's going to happen with him moving forward? Alvin Kamara moving forward? Do we draft a running back? But Devin Neal, I think, has filled in admirably. You know, I think he's definitely taken a step in the right direction with that. But we don't have, you know, like, I think it's unfair to grade him on if he is or if he isn't the franchise running back or whatever. Bear Arm 1776 has super chatted $10. Embrace the fact that we stink this year. There's always next year. Get a high pick and trade back next year and draft some studs to add the nucleus. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, as a fan, it's impossible not to, you know, like, obviously root for your team in these moments. Like, it's right there for the taking. You get the onside kick. It's just a crazy situation. So, yeah, right now it sucks. It's not, you know, it's brutal to all of a sudden the game's just over. You know, you put 3.5 hours into it and then all of a sudden the game's over and then whatever, you know, but grand scheme of things, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if we won or lost, but damn. It's crazy. We almost had more yards than the Dolphins. That's nuts with how the game started. Do y'all remember when we had like 30 yards at halftime? I think we had 60 yards at halftime. And we almost had the most yards in the game. You know, it's just like, can y'all not put this thing together for four quarters? Can y'all not put this thing together at the beginning of games? Man. 26? Is that what we had, 26 yards at halftime? No way, right? I thought we had like 60-something. But, man. I mean, we definitely should have lost the game. Like, if you look at the box score, their YPP was almost a full yard higher. You know, they won the turnover battle. But, so it's not like we got screwed. It's not like we should have won. You know, that's, but we're right there, man. We're right there. You know, like, if, you know, Shuck ends up with 239 yards. I think he had 30 yards at the half. I'm pretty sure he had 30 yards passing. We had like 7 yards rushing. I think we had like, I mean, it was just nothing. 26 passing yards at half. Yeah, like, so what's going on in the second half of these games? What's going on in the second half of games to where we're fine in the second half, and in the beginning of the games, we're not even not fine. We're just straight up, like, horrible. Zero, you know, like, just 0-0, 20 yards, 7 yards, whatever. Like, damn. Ugh. That hurts. It hurts. Not, I mean, it's kind of funny though, because the Saints did take a step in the right direction, like, because we scored points. Like, that's how bad the year's been. 17 points is an offensive explosion. They took a step in the right direction, I guess, but that, they took a step backwards in the first half. You know, like, Devon Bailey took a step in the right direction. You can find positives, and you can find a lot of positives in this game. You can find a lot of negatives in this game. And that's kind of the Saints season. You know, Chase Young gets a sack. Cam Jordan gets a couple sacks. Quincy Riley should have had a pick. You know, so Kool-Aid had a pick, which is good to see. But it's like, it's just all kind of, right now, it's just all kind of washing itself out, you know? Like, right now, it just seems to be where the positives and the negatives wash themselves out, and then we're kind of stuck with just whatever, you know, whatever this is. But Kellen just he's got to figure out how to coach the end of these games, or these, like, big situations. And, like, Kellen, it was really just this right here. It was really just this. It was just flip-flopping these. It was flip-flopping these. And he would have been fine. You know? But same as the Falcons game. Same as the Falcons game. Where it's like, yeah, for the entire game, cool. You know, entire game, it's cool. But then where was the problem last game? Where was the problem last game with the play calling? On the one and on the one. It's like these big pivotal moments. Kellen's got to figure those out. He's got to figure those moments out. Like, and that is very frustrating, to where he's coming up short in the most pivotal moments of these games. And it's like you just want to change. I just wish we had a bizarro world situation where we could see what would happen in the other, like the other, you know, the upside down. I wish I could see what would have happened if on third and one we run the ball. What happens then? You know, what happens against Atlanta if we don't do the Taysom bootleg on fourth and one or whatever? Like, just want to see how would this all have played out? What would have happened then? Damn. You know? I mean, right here, second and one on the 36, after the pick two, after the onside kick, after whatever, you're second and one, and you get the Olave drop at the goal line. You get the Shuck throwaway on third and one, and you get the fourth and one quarterback sneak that goes for absolutely nothing. Man. We are earning our Saints fanhood with this one, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that. We are earning the right to wear Saints merchandise and to be Saints fans every single week. We are going through it every single week with this team. And if all these players and coaches and whatever that we're talking about, if they can just take that step, man, if they could figure out how to win and quit, you know, what is it like? You snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. The Saints are snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Like, that's what it feels like. Like, it feels like the Saints are getting up to that point. They're getting to where it's like, all right, the game's in the balance. And then they're finding the most comical way to lose the game. Winning is absolutely, like, is baked into your culture. Like, finding a way to win, doing, you know, whatever. Losing can be like that too. And I think this team right now just, they've been losing for so long, they forgot how to win. And they just gotta start flipping some of those coin flip decisions. Some of these fourth and ones, so like, really think about this year, right? Like, think about this year. Think about the Atlanta game on the 1 yard line and the half yard line. Think about the Buffalo game with the Philly special. Think about this game right here with fourth and one. Think about the, what was it, the Cardinals game or whatever with the drop from Juwan Johnson in the end. Like, it's amazing how on the doorstep of all those games we are. And then how in each game, totally independent of who the quarterback is, who the wide receiver is, who the running back is, in all those games, they just find a way to lose. You know? Like, you just, it's like the entire team just has that right now. That entire team has that, like, how can we lose? Well, I'm scared to lose. I'm scared what's going to happen. You know, like, oh, it's fourth and one. Like, damn. What an insane game. I saw in the chat that we crossed 17,000 subscribers, so that's exciting. Thank you for everyone. Obviously, you know, 17,000 is a big number. We're on to the next one. 20K is the next big number, so that's exciting. I hope everyone during the stream got to utilize the discount code. It's expired now, but I hope everyone got to use it throughout the stream. That was a thank you from me to all y'all watching. Which is exciting, but man, damn, tough one, ladies and gentlemen. Tough one. Caden's a drummer. Super chatted 199. What's the common denominator? What do we change? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. There isn't a common denominator. It's kind of doesn't matter who the quarterback is, doesn't matter who the running back is, doesn't matter who the receivers are. It's like we're just kind of finding a way. You know, whether it's a Chris Olave drop or a Juwan Johnson drop or a Alvin Kamara getting stuffed or Taysom Hill getting stuffed or Tyler Shuck getting stuffed or a fumble from this guy or it's just like it's just kind of all over the place. You know, it's just kind of all over the place. But again, with a rookie head coach, quarterback, wide receivers out, young wide receivers out there, rookie running back, rookie and young offense, like all that stuff, I guess, is kind of to be expected. That it's just the unfortunate part is that we're watching it across the entire team. Like we're watching it at every single phase of the game. We're watching this like these like growing pains everywhere. You know, whether it's literally at every single position, every single phase of the game. And, you know, as a fan, it's like, it's hard to watch. But, damn. This one could have went both ways, you know? Could have went both ways. But the Jets win. So the Saints move up in draft order. Tennessee loses again. So, you know, it's going to come down to, I mean, the Saints schedule, like if you look at the Saints schedule here, right now, these two games are basically for the first overall pick. This Tennessee game is probably for the first overall pick. The loser of this game more than likely drafts first overall. If I had to guess, because the Jets won today, so they're game up. But Tennessee has one win, so they're still in the driver's seat. And the Tennessee has the Browns, the Niners, the Chiefs, Saints, Jaguars. So, yeah, that's kind of if you're looking, you're pretty much guaranteed. You might actually be not mathematically, because you could theoretically win games, but the Saints are pretty much guaranteed a top three pick. So keep that in mind. You know, like we have five games left, and everyone's being evaluated. Everyone, you know, when you're doing the draft, you got to look at everybody. So it's one of those things where if you're drafting second overall, who do you take? You know, like, is there someone generational? You know, is there somebody that's that next level available there? And if Tennessee, here's something else to think. If Tennessee is picking one and the Saints are picking two, Tennessee isn't going quarterback. So then who does Tennessee go? First overall. Do they take Reuben Bain, Arvell Reese? Who do they take first overall? Do they trade down? You know, so that's an interesting wrinkle too, where if you want a quarterback and Tennessee's the first overall pick, then second is basically the first overall pick because you get the quarterback, if that's what you want. I'm not saying the Saints should, but, you know, we don't have to take draft first overall to get a quarterback as long as Tennessee is your first overall pick, right? Right now, I wouldn't take a quarterback. I just don't like the class that much. I think Shuck's fine. I would much rather take, you know, let's see. Let's look at the draft. Do they not do the draft or whatever? Draft. Here you go. So if you're looking at the best available. So right now, Jeremiah Love is number one in the best available. I don't think he's going to go first overall or second overall. So is Arvell Reese who you take? Does Arvell Reese go first overall? Do you take Arvell Reese at second overall? Peter Woods? Is Peter Woods who you're taking second overall? Certainly a need for the Saints. All right. like Caleb Downs seems high. Okay. And the first quarterback on this board is Ty Simpson. But is he generational? Is he all that stuff? Lenore Sellers, LOL. Fernando Mendoza's all the way down here. Like, it's just a weird class, right? Because all you keep hearing about is like Ty Simpson and Dante Moore and Fernando Mendoza. It's like these guys aren't really graded out that high. Like, are you just forcing a quarterback? Or do you say, look, we're taking best available and we're taking either Peter Woods or Arvell Reese or Jeremiah Love or Reuben Bain, or, you know, we're doing something like that. Caleb Downs or, you know, Keldrick, like one of these guys. I would take, that's what I would do if it was me. Now, if you're second overall, that changes things too, because you're not taking Carnell Tate second overall. You're not taking Jordan Tyson second overall. So it eliminates some players. You know, so really the question right now, I think, if the draft was tomorrow, it would be, are the Saints taking Arvell Reese, Peter Woods, Reuben Bain, some combination of those guys, second overall? And then it also depends on Tennessee, because Tennessee's not taking a quarterback, so, you know, how do they handle it? It'll be an interesting draft process for sure. Damn. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap this thing up. Oh, man. I did not see it playing out like this. Like, just a little bit of good, a little bit of bad. You got to get your blood pressure up a little bit. Get your blood pressure up just enough, and then just chase it down with some just despair. Damn. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching. Almost 4 hours of a stream. Now I gotta get some honey for my throat. But man, 4 hours, the ups and downs of the New Orleans Saints, ladies and gentlemen. But thank you very much for everybody who tuned in. I know it's not easy to watch this team. I know it's not fun to spend 3.5 hours watching this every single week, but I do appreciate that you watched it with me. And, you know, thank you very much for all that, for sure. Hope you all at least enjoyed the stream. We had some goofs. We had some gaffes. You know, so, all right. The next game is against the Bucks. So we stay in Florida. Road game, divisional game. And take on the Buccaneers next week. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Hope your fantasy football teams all win. Hope you win all your bets. Again, thank you very much for watching. We'll be covering this all week. We'll be talking about it, covering it. The next video is probably going to be the Kellen Moore press conference. It's what I'll be looking for. So Kellen Moore press conference, see what he has to say. I know he's as frustrated as we all are. You know, Kellen's got to be as frustrated as all of us, where, you know, it's like every single week, you know, he probably gets tired of answering the questions of why can't y'all just get across those finish lines? And it certainly, you know, again, it's not all on Kellen Moore, but there have been moments the last couple of games where it's on Kellen Moore. And that 3rd-and-1, 2nd-and-1, 4th-and-1 kind of Sudoku puzzle, he messed it up. And he messed up the goal line situations against the Falcons. And so he's probably thinking, damn, I gotta get it together to give us a chance to win just like the other guys. You know, they got to be better. He's got to be better. But there it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for watching. I will see y'all in the next video. Peace.